CliffCentral.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Mate Sessions with CliffCentral.com. So we have a very special guest today, and she's actually from the Cliff Central family. It's hard to put Jane's role here at CliffCentral.com into a box, but she's definitely central to the experience. Sometimes she cleans, sometimes she manages the coffee stations, sometimes she hosts guests, sometimes she inspires the conversation. Other times, she's just part of the magic in the air. Like many women in similar roles, Jane has such a strong presence that it's easy to forget that she probably has an interesting past and a very colourful future. So I thought today to bring her in to give all of her admirers a window into who she is. Miss Jane, welcome to the Mate Sessions.
Welcome, Bali. Thank you for inviting me.
It's about time, eh?
It's about time. I'm here.
It's so hard to actually like say what you do here at CliffCentral.com. So I thought maybe she's like, I don't know, like chief experience officer, maybe.
Or the owner.
She's the owner. Because sometimes it feels like you are.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe she like
a
is
manager.
Head of hospitality.
Yes.
I don't know. So how do you, like, how do you, when people ask you what you do here, what do you say?
I'm actually telling them I'm a controller here.
You're
I'm controlling everything.
You're just a controller.
You know, if you get off of the way, I'll show you who I am.
No, it's true. You're very good at putting people in their place, but I feel like you always do it with love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you know what? I just smile after that.
You
Even
do.
If I'm shouting you, and if you can see my smile, you will say, oh, she was not serious, but I was serious.
But you make it feel like a home.
Yes.
You're one of those people, right?
Yes, yes.
Do you feel that? Do you own that?
Yes.
Like, it's hard to put that on a CV,
mm-hmm.
but it's something that, like, is so important in every company, you know, just to have that one person who makes everyone feel at home.
Yeah, you see, like most of the thing what I'm doing here, I have to welcome the guests is what I'm doing. I'm a cleaner. I came in the morning, clean. When I finish, welcome the guests. All the time, Gareth want me to do some voice for his show.
Right.
Because I'm crazy.
Because you're insane.
Yes.
And you own that too.
You know what? I'm just saying whatever I feel like. I'm not scared of anything.
Uncensored. Unradio.
Oh
hey?
My God. Call me that. I will tell you what you want.
Okay, that's fantastic. So we'll get more into that. So actually what I want you to do, because I'll never do it right, because Tsonga and me, we're not friends. I can try, like Upsheng.
Aye, Minjani.
Mi Fukile Minjani.
Yes.
And then like that.
Actually, I'm not a Shangan. My mom, she's a Shangan. I'm a Pedi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what I want you to do, because I think it's very important that people know your full name.
My full name is Jane Mujaji Malachi.
Wow.
Yes.
So your middle name is?
Mujaji.
Mujaji. What does that mean?
Mujaji. My grandmom, she was Mujaji. Because in our culture, when you have a baby, you have to name a baby in a old person in the family. So my mom's grandmom was Mujaji.
Okay.
Mujaji is something that call, you know, when we call, Mujaji is a special name. It's a queen of rain.
Ooh, girl.
Yes. Ha Mujaji.
Yes.
She's a special lady. When she can call a rain, the rain can be here at any time.
Yeah, that's why you're the, what did you say? You're the controller.
Oh my God. I'm everything. I'm everything. It's me everything.
Okay.
Whatever you feel
okay,
like you want
go.
To ask me, I'm free.
Let's go, let's go.
Okay.
Okay. So, your family's originally from Tzaneen. Tell me a bit about them.
I grew up in Tzaneen, Limpopo. My mom, she's a single mother because my father passed away a long time ago.
Okay. How old were you?
I was 15.
When your dad passed away?
Yeah.
Before that, did he live in the house with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so were you close to him?
Very.
So
very.
Must have been hard,
but he was not my real father. He was my stepfather.
Okay.
But I didn't know anything about that until I grew up. Because one day I remember I was playing outside with this young lady. And she was like, you know what? You act like Malaji's your father. It's not your father. I was like, what? I was so angry. I went to confront my mother.
Sure, that's
and
such
she
an
was
awful
like,
way to find out.
They called the family. Yeah. They called the family meeting.
Yo.
And they pretend like everything's okay. I was like, no, she told me that it's not my father. And to swear my grandmom, they call my grandmom and they explain everything. They
that
say, my
have...
father left us, me and my sister and my young sister. While we are still young, I was like 5. My young sister, she was 2. My other one, she was 1. You see?
Sure, that must have really hurt.
Yeah.
Eh? Does it still hurt a little bit when you think about it?
I don't, because I know my real father now. Mm. We met last year.
Oh, so he's alive.
He's alive. He's alive. But he wants to connect with me, but I don't have that connection.
It's true.
Because I still know my stepfather as my father. Because Malaj is it's not my real surname. Mm. It's my stepfather's surname.
Mm.
He was treating me like her daughter. Mm. Their flesh and blood. He didn't ever treat me so badly. He was treating me like, you can't even see that, you know what, she's not my daughter.
So this is your stepdad, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He was there. He was like everything to us. But so, after he passed away, it was so hard for us.
I can imagine. So your mom was then a single parent?
She was not working.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
My mom, she's like 10 children.
10?
They're all
in
alive.
One house?
One, not even one house, like even like a small room, like two room or like one room.
You grew up with 9 siblings. Mm. In a two-room house?
Yeah.
Wow. How did that work?
Exactly. We just live a life. You know, in the rural areas, not like here at Gauteng, you have to have your own room, do your own stuff. No.
Yeah, we're obsessed with space.
When we bath outside, we're using a dish to bath. You see, the stuff like that.
So, I mean, I suppose if you don't know anything else, it feels normal.
Yeah.
But was it hard?
It was hard. Like, when I compare my life and my children's life now.
Yeah.
It was hard because sometimes, you know, I remember I used to tell my sisters and my brother, you know, at Christmas sometimes I have to take them to the church to have like food there because we didn't have food, we didn't have anything. We used to eat tin stuff, the tin of fish at Christmas. Mm. That's why I hated a tin stuff. I can't even eat a tin stuff even now.
To this day.
You know, when I saw somebody open a tin stuff, I feel like you remind me back though.
And usually people who like tin stuff, it's because they didn't have to eat it all the time. They didn't yeah. So it was a bit of a treat. So I enjoy pilchards, for instance, right?
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people who don't because for them, they had to eat it.
We didn't have anything. Mm. Like Christmas time, I have to take all my, because my mom, she had like twins. I have to take all the children to the church, carry them, go to the church. You know, we didn't have anything. I can see that she was trying so hard.
Where was the money coming from at that point?
No one was giving us the money.
So how were you? Okay, so you mentioned that you would go to church to eat. But what about everything else?
We have to go to church to eat. Sometimes we have to sleep without to eat. That's why, you know, even when I saw somebody struggling, I feel pain because I know how they feel. My mom, she was like doing the piece job to do some washing for people for next door. You see the teachers and nurses, so they can just give her the money. And so
there were people in your community who had money.
Yes. She had to work for them. You know, a long time ago, we used to pay the school fees. Just imagine when we have like 10 children. How can we get the money to pay the school fees?
No, that's completely insane. And the other thing is, I feel like if you grow up in a poor community and everyone is poor, then it doesn't affect, you don't know you're poor, right? Because it's just life there. You know, you and your neighbors, you're having the same experience. But I think it's really, really hard to grow up poor in a community where not everyone is poor.
Yeah, it was so hard. It was, you know, I don't even want to think about that life because it was so hard. Like when I left home, I was like carrying my school bag.
Yeah.
I told my friend, you know what, I have to run. And she asked me, where are you going? I was like, you know what, I don't know. I'm going to Gauteng.
So you ran away.
I ran to Gauteng.
Okay, so tell me, you went to school until, how far did you get? Until what grade?
Grade 11.
Grade 11?
Yes.
And then one day you decided you'd had enough.
You know, I wanted to finish the school, but I couldn't because, you know, sometimes at break when I saw people eating, it was so hard for me.
Mm.
People, they eat magwinya. Magwinya Sefet Cook, Magwinya and Acha, Kota. I couldn't afford to buy that. And I was having a child at the young age.
So when did you fall pregnant?
I was like 16.
16?
Yeah.
Okay. And you gave birth whilst still in school?
Yeah.
Sure.
It was so hard.
I mean, I'm sure you had to miss a lot of school.
I miss a lot of school because at the time I was pregnant, I couldn't go to school like every day.
Did that affect your marks as well?
Did, because I had to quit school at 7 months because I was carrying twins.
Oh wow.
And I was sick all the time because I was still young.
Sure.
And at the time I went to the hospital and they told me that I'm having twins. I was so stressed. I felt like I can just do abortion, but I couldn't because it was already late. And they
what
told
did your
me,
what did your mom think?
She was so frustrated, actually, to find out that I'm pregnant and here we are suffering and like I'm adding more problem into the family.
Mm.
Just imagine I'm adding another baby into a 10 family.
Yo, this is so much to deal with.
It was so much.
Okay, so you gave birth and then you went back to school. So where would you leave the children with your mom?
I went back to school. My mom, she's the one who was looking after my daughter. And I was like, you know what? When I look at my daughter, sometimes I couldn't breastfeed her because I was having like a rash in my breast.
Mm.
And the doctor told me that I can't breastfeed. I have to buy milk. I couldn't afford to buy milk.
Wow.
You know, one day I went to my teacher.
Mm.
She couldn't even believe it was on Saturday. I went to her house, the way I was so clever. I was like, you know what? The way we struggle, please can you give me the money for milk? She was crying so bad. She was like, Jane, if you need something, please can you come to my house? You can just clean the house or do anything. I will give you the money.
Yeah.
I went there for first weekend. The second weekend, I was like, you know what? This is too much. I can't do this.
Okay.
I have to go to Houghton to look for the job. It's where I ran away and come here.
So tell me about the day you ran away.
The day I ran away, I left in the morning. I just took the container, the big ice cream container. I put pap and fish. Not the tin stuff fish, the frying fish.
Mm.
I put the pap and fish. I told my sister, I was like, you know what, I'm going. And she said to me, where are you going? I said, Gauteng. She said, where did you get the money? I said, my mom, she gave me the money for school fees. And she was like, you go to Gauteng to who? I was like, you know what, I don't know.
Why Gauteng?
Because I heard that people, they find the job here. I will find the job.
Okay.
So I went to my neighbor, my friend, she was there at the neighbor. I told my friend, I was like, you know what, I'm going to Gauteng. And she was like, okay, you know what, let me call my mom, because her mom was here.
Mm.
And her mom was like, okay, she was like, okay, let me call my mom. I'll let my mom that you are on your way. And she called her mom. Luckily, her mom picked me up. And my mom, she was so furious. She was looking for me all over after school.
I can imagine. And she must have been worried as well.
She was worried. And she asked my sister. And my sister, she said she don't know.
Yo. So when were you eventually able to make contact with her and let her know you were fine?
And they went to my friend. And my friend, where she told them that, no, Jane ran to Gauteng because she said she was going to look for the job.
Okay. So you've left your twins. How old are they when you leave?
No. I actually, at the time I had the child, one passed away.
Okay.
And my daughter, she's the one who survived.
Okay, so you...
Because I was still young at the time. I couldn't even manage. And they put, you know, those stuff, the thing that they push the baby.
Was it during birth that the one passed away?
Yeah, during the birth. After she's... I had my daughter and my son passed away. She was born, passed away, actually. She was dead.
Okay.
Yeah, but at the time I was so happy. I don't want to lie. But now because
it was one less mouth.
Yeah, you know, when they told me that one passed away, I was like, oh my God, why both of them, they didn't die?
Oh, wow, Jane.
Because my mom, she was angry with me and I couldn't. And the boyfriend, his family, they're struggling, they're suffering, stuff like that. I was like, oh my God.
Mm.
Okay, when they say, okay, there's a girl and there's another one coming.
Mm.
And another one come, passed away. I was like, thanks God.
Can I ask you, so I want to talk about when you arrive in Gauteng and what happens. But can I just ask you, because it sounds like you experienced so much trauma in your childhood.
So much. When I arrived here,
Were you, just before we go into that, were you depressed?
I was, actually, because I needed the job. So, like, I needed the job. Like, I need to find a job.
Did you have shame? So, you know, in your did you live in a judgmental community? You know, African communities sometimes, you know, it's a very close community. People point fingers.
You know, they do all the time, because I had, like, at the time I was here, people, they've been judging me that they said I came to Gauteng to find the man that can support me.
Mm.
You see, stuff like that. I didn't care. Because what I want to find the job. I find the job to sell. When I arrive here, that woman find me the job to sell some fat cook. I have to wake up in 1 o'clock every day making some.
So you were staying with her?
Yeah.
All right.
I stayed with her and I was selling some fat cook.
Mm.
You know, at the time I was earning like 100 rand a month.
A month, huh?
All the
And what year is this?
It was when it was that.
But it's after 2000.
2004.
It's 2004 and you're earning 100 rand a month.
Yeah, because, you know, I was selling a fat cook.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have to steal to survive. Like when they come, the fed cook, I have to steal like the money. And all the money that they can pay me, I have to send.
So it was part of, okay, so tell me about selling fed cook. It wasn't your own business. You were working for somebody else.
I was working for somebody else. You know, the fed cook, they don't sell like, you don't sell like 1,000 a day. You sell like 100 rand a day. You see, it was long ago.
Okay, so you're working for somebody else.
Yeah.
And then when they count the money in the end?
Sometimes she finds that the money is missing and she can ask me. I will say, I don't know. Maybe I gave people double fed cook.
You didn't have a choice, huh?
Yeah, I didn't have a choice.
Did you feel bad about it?
I didn't, because my mom, she was so happy first time when I sent her the money. She was
so you started sending money home immediately?
Yeah, she was so happy.
I mean, how much are you able if you... Oh my... What do you do with 100 rand? Ain't like, because I'm always, you know what? Let me tell you why. Because I'm always surprised that domestic workers, right, who earn 2,500 rand a month, okay, can pay school fees, feed themselves and house themselves, and manage to send money back home, with 2,500 rand. I can't make sense of that, right? Now, you had 100 rand.
Yeah.
How do you stretch 100 rand?
I couldn't even stretch the 100 rand. I have to take all the 100 rand and send my mom.
Okay.
And my mom, she was so happy. I remember the second month, she gave me 200. And the second month, we ate like fed cook. We don't sell like, we sell like, and you know, when the guests come every day, they like you. And when they find you at the corner selling the fed cook, people, they start to like you.
Sure.
And the more people they come, is the more you make money. And it's the more I was making money.
So did you learn that? Did you learn how to do the job better so you were selling more?
I remember one day she was giving me 500 rand. I was so happy.
Oh, wow. So you had some control. At least it wasn't the kind of job where you're earning 100 rand every month, no matter what. So you had some room to at least make some more money, get better at it. Okay, so ultimately you were able to earn around 500 rand. That's amazing.
So after that, I earned 500 rand. I took 300 rand and sent my mom. I started to open my own business to sell tomato and everything, apple on the street. I opened my corner and I was selling the apple at Davidton corner. I moved out. I found a boyfriend, actually.
You did find a boyfriend. Was he? What does that mean? Tell me. Why are you
signing? I found a boyfriend. I was hot. He used to come and buy the fed cook, and he was asking me, you know what, you are so young and hot, why are you selling the fed cook?
Okay.
Can I find you the job somewhere where I was working at the he was working at the farms.
Right.
No, at the factory shops.
At
like
the factory shops. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
He was like, please, can I find you the job? I was like, oh, no, I'm planning to open my own shop. And he was like, please, can you come and stay with me?
So how old, you're still...
I was like 17 now.
17. You're still pretty young, huh?
I was young and hot.
And I couldn't tell. How old is this man?
I couldn't tell him that I have a baby.
How old is this man?
He was 25.
25. Yeah. Okay, so that's a decent age gap.
Yeah.
He's got a semi-stable job.
Yeah.
He has a place of his own.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how did that go, that relationship?
You know what? We date, and I went to stay with him, and we stayed together, and he was living at Davidton. I have to move to Davidton. I was staying there, and I found...
But at least now you're not dependent anymore on this lady.
I found the corner where I was selling the tomato, apple, and everything. It's where I started to provide my family nicely.
Okay. And it was nice because you had an opportunity at least to learn the business a bit, right? Yeah. You had all of the tools, all of the
everything.
Knowledge you that know you what? Needed to
I
make
was
things
like
work.
A businesswoman.
And really?
I was like, you know what? Every month I have to send my mom like 1,000. My mom, she was so happy.
Are you serious?
She was like, oh my God.
What amount of time, in the space of how long, were you able to go from selling fed cooks, earning 100 rand a month, to having your own business selling tomatoes? How much?
Like, I was, you know, when you sell like apple, tomato, you are young, you are hot. You know, when you are young and hot, people, they can come to buy everything.
So how much were you earning?
Like a day, I can just make 200 rand, 300
a day.
Rand.
So you were making in a day what you would make in three months in the beginning.
Yeah,
and how long did it take you from fed cook to this point?
Like, I was selling fed cook for like 6 months. Yeah, I remember, because I earned 100 rand, 200.
You're a
rock star.
You are a rock
and
star.
I started my own business. Yes. And I improved my family. So people, they started to be jealous and they talk and they say, no, she went to Gauten to be Makhosha. You know, Makhosha is a prostitute. Because, I didn't care what
people
say.
Because they didn't know. They couldn't understand how you were doing so well.
I didn't even care what people they say about me that I'm Makhosha, I'm a prostitute. The other lady, the one that she was saying, I'm a prostitute. Mm. She was still even struggling now. She's still at the rural area. She's like Mbashi Mbaulu and she was like dusty, everything. You know, at the time I started to open my own business, selling the tomato, I started to go home all the time, buying my family clothes.
Oh, wonderful.
Supporting them.
Wonderful.
Buying them food. You know, like when you go home at the rural area, you take all the family to town to buy groceries. Where my mom, she started to say,
that must have felt
gosh.
So good. And I can actually even hear in your change of tone that at this point you were starting to believe in yourself, right? You were starting to build confidence.
Actually, I told myself that, you know what, I came to Gauten to look for a job. To look for a job and to provide my family because the struggle was so real.
That's amazing, Janie. Okay, and so I'm sure by then, you know, your mom forgave you.
She was so happy.
You were obviously like the favorite child, actually.
I'm still, actually. She's still proud of me.
That's amazing. And tell me about this man. So was he able to keep up with this level of progress?
Yeah, you know what? This man, I have to like leave him because he was controlling.
Oh, okay.
Like when people they come to buy to me, he have to like, oh my god, you're jolling with them, you're dating them. I was I can't take this anymore. I can't take this anymore because now I can do my own money. I can just afford to pay my own rent.
And obviously,
so
charming people.
So why should I force myself to stay with the man that's going to control me?
Charming people was part of your job.
You see,
charming people was part of your job. So it wasn't even that, you know, it's the way you were putting food on the table.
You see, it's not like I'm sleeping with them. It's just because I'm hot. I'm there at the corner selling tomato. I make up myself, put in the eye propeller, you see.
And you need to make cash dollar at the end of the day.
Girl, I have like what you call a, not Ponds, a lemon light. I Ponds myself with lemon light.
You used to bleach your skin.
Lemon light is a Ponds skill. I used to Ponds my lemon light. Lemon light.
Were you lighter than this?
I was light because now I'm getting old. I'm dark.
My complexion?
Did you ever see my daughter?
No.
My daughter. Uh-uh. You have to check the picture of my daughter. She's yellow bone because at the time
you were yellow bone.
I was
back then.
Yellow hot. Oh my god, I was hot.
Okay, so things are going really well. In Joburg. For how long did you run this business?
Okay.
What eventually happens?
to left Davidson to come to Alexander. Oh my god, my life was like, oh my god. Okay, I was doing this business. And I came to, I left my business, came to Alexander because somebody promised me to, my cousin was staying here at Alexander at 11. And she was say to me, okay, you can quit this business and come to stay with me at Alex so you can find the job.
Was it an office job? What kind of job was it?
It was some shops that they're making iron and everything.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I came here at Alex.
Why did you want that job though, if you were doing so well and you were independent, you know what
because
I mean?
Because you see that guy, the one that he was driving me crazy at that side.
Oh, so you had to leave Davidson.
So that's why I have to leave.
And if you had to start again in Alex, it would have been hard. You see? It was easier just to get a job. I understand. Men cause such problems.
That man was
now driving. You have to relocate because
that
of a man,
was
guys.
Driving me crazy because it was
guys,
like,
no.
You know, he was saying he wanted to kill me because I wasted his time.
Oh, snap.
So that's why I left it. Come here.
Kill you, of all people. You see, does he understand you? Does he know how fierce you are?
I was hot. I understand. That's why I left him. I was like, you know what? Let me go.
Were you scared? Tell the truth.
Yeah, I was so scared because he was like furious. Yeah, I understand. You know, when you say this thing, oh, you must be. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so someone promises you a job. Someone in Alex promises you a job.
No, my cousin was like, you know what? Otherwise, this guy is going to kill you. Mm. Why will you not come to stay with me at Alex so that I can find you a job?
Okay.
I came to Alex.
And then?
When I...
Did you get the job?
Yeah.
So he came through for you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So I did find the job. I didn't work for like so long. I went to... So somebody told me that, you know what, they're looking for the people at Nando's. At Rivonia. So I went to Nando's at Rivonia. It was like 200 and something people. They doing the interview. I was there. And this guy, he was white.
200 and something.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, I would have just gotten there and felt so defeated. 200 people.
We went to the interview. They interviewed us one by one. They liked me. They was like, oh my God.
Oh, did they?
This young lady. Immediately. She had like a nice smile. I was like, seriously? They say, you are hired.
On the spot.
On the spot.
Are you joking?
They say, you are hired. They say, did you ever be a waitress? I was like, no, I didn't ever be a waitress. I didn't ever work.
Tell me. Okay, we need to actually, because this thing that you do is magical, right? It's your personality. It works for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And even when you were new in Joburg, you were coming from Tzaneen. Yeah. You had no self-confidence. You didn't know Joburg.
And my English was so bad that time, eh?
Still, you were able to charm people. So let's try and understand, like, what is it, do you think, that you do that is so attractive?
My smile, girl. Mm. Just imagine when I went to Nando's, the interview at Nando's, I didn't even know English yet.
You didn't know English?
My English was so bad, but my smile was so perfect.
They were like, it doesn't matter if she can't read the menu.
They said to me, they said to me, you know what you have to do? You will serve the guests. I was like, serving the guests. They say, do you know how to hold the tray? I was like, yeah. And they say, do you know how to wear the high heel? I was like, you know what? High heel is my thing. I wear the high heel every day.
Did you?
Well, that guy was so and he called another manager same time. And they said, no, this girl, we hire her. I was like, oh my God.
Just like that. They couldn't even understand what you were saying because your English was poor.
It was so bad. Eh?
It was just your vibe.
The smile. My English was so bad. And they hired me. I was a waitress. And the guests, the more the people they come, they like me.
Wow.
I had like a lot of tips.
Wow.
Just imagine. And it's where I was improving my English every day. They took me to be a cashier.
That's amazing.
They liked me. And you know, at Nando's, we have to work like night shift and everything. Sure. I felt pregnant for my son.
Right. Okay, you found a new man in Alex.
Mm-hmm. A policeman.
Okay, so maybe at least he can A, protect you from this other psycho. First of all. Secondly.
No, the secondly. Psycho. We left the psycho at Davyton. Davyton and Alexander.
You were so scared of this guy that you had to date a policeman.
I could not. You know, when I arrived here, I couldn't date, actually. I was staying they thought maybe I was from rural area.
Mm.
I couldn't date for long. I dated this guy. Jiggy, that guy pregnant another lady at next door. I was so furious with him. I couldn't date for a long time because I was crying like every day. I even called my mom because I wanted to kill myself. I love this guy. He was
seriously,
so romantic.
Is this the policeman?
No.
This is a psycho.
The first guy here at Alex. The first guy Alex.
Okay, you really loved him. This is before
the
policeman.
I loved him so much. He was so romantic. Mm. I met him after 3 months. He wanted to introduce me to his family. Mm. And they went to my family and they paid lobola.
Mm.
In 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
After that, remember, I was working at Nando's. Mm. He pregnant another girl because I was working night shift and everything.
Guys, this night shift is a problem. But no, you shouldn't have to now, like, be home at night just so your
my
man
heart
won't,
was so broken.
Won't creep.
But
you know what I mean?
I was dying.
Yo, you loved him that much, eh?
He was so romantic. He's the first guy buying me flowers.
But these are the guys you need to be careful of, Jane. It's the ones.
My
it's
God.
The, me, I don't trust overly romantic guys.
Just like, imagine charmers. At the time I was crying like every day.
Minute a guy is too charming, Jay. No, but do you agree with me? The minute a guy is too charming, ain't like
Yeah, but
because he knows it works for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's what he does.
Yeah.
You must just be yourself and then I can trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he impregnates another girl.
Another girl.
How did you find out?
Next door. You
next
know,
door.
At the shack, we stay like this. Next door. Like, I didn't even know. You know, people, they can talk all the time. You can see people, they talk about you like you don't know anything. So one day, I saw them, but I didn't even expect anything. I saw that lady, she was pregnant. She was with her mother.
Yo.
So one day, other lady, she told me that, you know that your husband pregnant this lady. I was like, what?
Yo.
I asked him. He refused. We had like fight like the whole night and I have to pack my bag and go.
Unbelievable. And you said you were so miserable that you called your mom and you
I wanted
were
to
suicide.
Kill myself.
You wanted to kill yourself that bad, hey?
Because, you know, I love this guy. Oh, I loved him so much.
Okay.
He was there for me. He was like, you know what? I met him in 3 months and he proposed me and he paid lobola for me. Just imagine.
Mm. Okay, so then at what point do you become a housekeeper. So at what point do you go from working at Nando's?
Oh, because I fell pregnant. And
so,
I
okay, so after this guy that you loved,
yeah,
who cheated on you, then
you dated him.
And then you eventually dated the policeman.
Yeah, I quit my job. Yeah,
you quit your job at Nando's?
Yeah.
Okay, and then?
I was staying at home. One day I was
working. Why did you quit?
No, because, you know, at the time, I was working night shift. I couldn't work night shift like every day while I'm having like a small child.
Okay.
And I didn't have anyone to look after my son.
Okay.
I quit my job. And this lady, one of the customers, she liked me a lot. Even now she's still calling me. Like Mother's Day, she can send me the message, Happy Mother's Day,
That's lovely.
You see. And she was like, okay, I told her, you know what, I can't work here anymore because I don't have anyone to look after my son. And she was like, okay, Jane, this office that they open at Santin, I will tell you if they need people. I was like, okay. After 3 months, I stay home for 3 months. And she called me. She was sending me money every month.
Wow.
You can't believe this woman.
She was sending you money just because?
Every
just
month.
Just
Nje.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe that.
I sana kum nan banguwe.
She sent me money every month for baby, for stuff, like everything. I'm so like.
It is nice to be Jane.
I have that charming smile. You know what? She sent. And one day she called me that, you know what, Jane? I found you the job, but it's for cleaning at Santin.
Okay.
I was cleaning at the office at Santin at TBWA. It's where I met Rina Brumbeck.
Okay.
And my smile. You see, I'm always smiling. And
of course.
Say hi. And so one day I met Rina and Pumi. Pumi Mashawas, she's the one.
Yes.
She was my friend. Because all the time when she saw me, she was like, oh, girl, I like you a lot.
Yes.
And one day she took me
to... So Rina and Pumi are part of management here.
Yeah, they work at the same place, at the same office. So one day she took me to... I was cleaning downstairs and she took me to Rina. She was like, oh, Rina, I met this young lady. It's Jane Malaji. Okay, we met with Rina. And then one day Rina, she told me that, you know what? I had my mom. She's old. Are you interested to look after her? I was like...
And she chose you, Jane. You!
Me again, no. Hey, I was like, yeah.
Because...
Hey!
So tell me, when you were cleaning, because this is the thing about a lot of cleaners, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, even like if you go to like public spaces, you go to offices,
yeah,
they're very quiet. Very quiet, very shy. You know what I mean? They keep to themselves. They don't talk to anyone.
Yeah.
And then maybe when they're amongst themselves, they're like...
Girl, me, I was talking to everyone.
So you were that... You
I was talking to everyone.
Did you...
I became a friend with Pumi Mashawa. Like, I was talking to her. I didn't even know her. I was asking her about her boyfriend and everything we talked.
Did you have any issue with being a cleaner? Did you feel like...
No. Girl, I came to
help them
to
shame,
provide my... No,
nothing.
Girl. Just imagine. Look at me here at Lift Center. Look at the way I'm wearing. I came to Houghton to provide my family. I don't care about people, whatever they can say. Are you cleaner wearing like this? No, 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 no. This is me, girl. I know what I want.
Do you think that shame is one of the big things that holds people back from opportunity?
Yes.
Yeah?
Because sometimes people, they can say, oh my God, I'm a cleaner. Look at me. You don't have to feel shame for yourself. Be yourself. You must be there. Show people that you love what you're doing.
Okay, so then... Rina falls in love with you. Pumi falls in love with you.
Yeah.
And then you start working...
At Rina's house.
At Rina's house.
Yes.
Okay. And you guys, you know what I love?
Domestic worker.
But is that how you thought about it? Because what she'd asked you to do was to look after her mom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you think of yourself... Were you like, okay, manjeng sebenza makishin?
I didn't even care about that. Because, you know, when Rina took me to her house, she was like, you're going to clean the house, my mom's house, my sister's house. And her mom, she was so lovely. Her soul rest in peace. You know what? I miss her a lot because all the time, like when I cry, she can see my face because you know what? You can see me. You know me. Like when I'm sad, hurt, she can ask me, Jane, are you okay today? And so we can sit and forget that I came to work today. Talk the whole day and forget that I have to go to clean the house. I have to cook. I have to make supper for Rina.
Yo, and this is, I mean, let's talk a little bit about, so, you know, your relationship with Rina's mom was amazing because you were friends, right?
She was so amazing.
You were friends.
We are.
You still, I mean, may her soul rest in peace. You still are
I'm
friends.
I still miss her a lot. Like, I still seeing her all the time. Like, I still seeing her on my dream. Like, she
That's
can
incredible.
Come and smile and say, Jane,
That's
are you
incredible.
Okay?
That's incredible. And you say you had to, you cleaned 3 houses?
Yeah.
Okay. And then were you as close to the rest of the family? I know you're very close to Rina.
Yeah.
And then at what point, I mean, you have such a special relationship with Rina.
Yeah.
And I actually want you to speak to that because I think it's...
Because she's a special person. You can see
you
her.
Both are. She, you know what
no,
I mean?
She is.
You both she's, are.
Sometimes but, I'm crazy, but...
But I think there's a lot of cleaners, a lot of domestic workers, people work in people's homes who don't know how to make the connection. And I want you to speak to...
Because respect.
To you try and, to like, give somebody advice who really wants to connect with their employer, but is struggling.
You know what? You must respect her job. You must love what you are doing. Even though me, I was talking too much though and forget sometimes even Rina, I can just ask her a question and forget that, you know what, this is my boss. But she was like, she didn't mind me. She liked me because, you know what, I was taking good care of her mother though. By the way, I'm a good cooker.
Oh, I didn't know this. But you look like a good cook.
Some people
just have that look about them.
Oh my God, I'm a good cooker. I can do whatever you say, Jane. Can you do this? Bake everything. I can do that. Cook.
Okay. So what do you think are the special things that you brought to their home, like as Jane? So you mentioned cooking. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the fact that you're open.
Even though I was not a good cleaner, you know.
You weren't a good cleaner. But all the other things made up for it.
Yeah, I was like,
But your job was cleaner.
my job was cleaner, but I was not a good cleaner, actually.
So you had to be really good at these other things.
No, I know that I'm good with everything, but I was not a good cleaner.
But you were... So if you weren't a good cleaner, tell me, what do you think was the reason they value you so much?
You know what? I was there for them, actually. And I was listening to them. I was respecting them. Because you know what? You must respect your boss. You must listen what they say to you. You must love them. You must love what you are doing. You know, when you go to somebody's house, respect everything.
Respect, I think we can confuse it sometimes in African culture. Respect doesn't mean don't speak up.
You have to.
Don't be yourself.
No, you have to be yourself, girl. You have to be yourself. If they make something wrong, you must tell them, my boss, I didn't like this. Not done to cry the whole day. Talk.
Okay.
Sit with them.
Did you have friends? Did you have friends who were housekeepers?
No, I didn't. Because I remember Rina's sister used to ask me about that. I didn't.
Why?
I don't know. I don't.
So you were never that housekeeper who kind of
go outside at
went outside at lunch and sat in the park. No,
no. I didn't ever sit in the park because I knew what I was doing. Like I came there. You know, actually, at the time, I was looking at Rina's mom because she was like everything to me. I have to look after her. When we eat together. Whatever they eat, I was eating. It's not like they can say, oh, Jane, today we're eating this. You don't have to. When I make lunch for everyone. And they can ask me, Jane, did you eat today? Yes. Do you have bread? Yes, I have. So if you don't have bread, please can you tell us? You know what? They wanted me to do like, they wanted me to feel at home.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So did it feel like work? I'm wondering.
Actually, sometimes I forget that I was at work. I don't like you, Mali. Sometimes I forget I was at work. Because sometimes when I arrive at work, I forget that I was at work.
Right.
I can just do like, I can't even clean. Oh, yes. Okay, I'm here.
But did it make it hard when it was time to be professional, to deal with issues? You know, because there will be issues in any relationship, especially with an employer and an employee.
Yeah.
So did it make it difficult?
No, because, you know, Rina, she's someone who wants you, if you have a problem, must go and talk to her. Like, I don't remember one day go to Rina and say, Rina, you gave me this problem. I have Rina's sister. She's my everything. Denise is my everything because she's the only one person that I can talk to her about everything. After her mother passed away, I feel like Denise is the one who took over. She wanted to know everything about me, so I was feel free to tell her about everything. My struggling with my boyfriend now, my husband now, my everything.
Although it does sound like all you guys ever did was talk.
Like, I was telling her everything, like I'm telling my mom. I even forget, you know what, I was telling her everything.
I mean, you clearly didn't need friends then.
Even
outside.
Now when I fell pregnant, now for my daughter, I have to call her and come here.
But is that why you didn't need friends outside of their home? Or you didn't need to like go to the park and interact with other housekeepers because you felt at home?
Yeah.
Is that...
Yeah. You know why I didn't want to go, like, out? You know, sometimes I feel like when you go outside, when you're sitting with other ladies, because I went to school, they took me to school. Rina took me to school to cook, cleaning, everything.
Right.
Like, I feel like if you're sitting with those people, they talk about salary and everything.
Okay.
That will make you feel angry.
Yeah, they like, make... Okay.
Like, if I can hear Yumbali say, me, I'm earning 5,000 and me, I'm earning 3,000. It's going to make me angry.
That's an interesting point of view because some people look at it as, you know, it's a support.
You see?
But I suppose it can also go the other way. You know, you can compare yourselves to each other. And
you
then
see, that's the thing. That's why I feel myself...
It becomes, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? That's why I told myself, you know what? I appreciate what they give me. I appreciate because sometimes they help me with my son.
That's good advice, by the way.
You know,
for anyone who's a housekeeper. And anyone in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't surround yourself with people
that they can tell you, you know what, how much I'm earning. I've been working for them for 20 years. Now I'm earning, you're earning 5,000.
That's make you feel bad about your situation.
You can't even enjoy your work. You'll break the glasses every day.
Because also the thing is we can't compare, right? So they
you
might
can't.
Be earning more, than,
more
you,
than you.
But maybe they're miserable.
Maybe they're lying to you.
No, but also maybe they're being treated badly.
You see?
You know what I mean? Maybe they don't feel at home.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they have to do things that they don't want to do. So
yeah.
you can't really
you
compare.
Can't, yeah.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
That was very good
That's
thinking.
That's why I didn't want to see myself out there and talking to people and telling me,
That's brilliant advice. Mm-hmm. So tell me then about coming to Cliff Central.
Mm.
How did that happen?
Oh my God. Oh, Gonja, when did I start here? Okay, I was like, at the time I was working at Rina, I was coming to Cliff Central like once a week. Oh, once a week or twice a week. I don't remember. I was coming once a week or twice a week, yeah. Coming here, doing some cleaning.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because this became like her fourth house.
Yeah, actually. You see, I didn't have a problem when they say, you're going to go to Cliff Central now because my mom, she passed away. You don't have a lot to do in the house.
Mm.
And I'm enjoying to be with people.
Okay.
You understand? When I saw people all the time, I was feeling like, oh, yes, I'm here. You see, now I'm here every day.
So slowly you started to come here every day.
Yeah.
Do you still work for Rina?
No.
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 So now this is your full-time job.
Now I'm a pre-O-E-A. Hey, look at me now. Hey, I'm sitting here with Mbali doing the show. You can't believe that I was a domestic worker. You see?
But I think that the good thing about you is that like you don't put yourself in a box. You don't give yourself a title.
Oh.
You know?
Don't you know what? Don't feel shame of yourself. Love what you're doing.
And
love.
Don't call it anything or don't let people label you.
And don't expect people to see you like, oh my God, she's a cleaner. Look at her. She's so pretty, but she's a cleaner. That's not their problem. It's my problem. I know why I'm a cleaner and I know why I'm loving to clean. That's why today I'm here sitting with you, girl.
Indeed, indeed. So tell me, okay, so how has working at Cliff Central shaped you as a person?
I experienced like a lot of things, you know, lots.
Was it a shock to the system when you first arrived?
Because I'm crazy. Because first when I arrived here, Ari Kelman loved me. At first day, we become friends.
Shout out to Ari.
You know what he was saying to me? He was like, please, can I be your friend? I was like, friend? I was like, okay. And we become close. We loved each other so much. We become friends.
And how else, I mean, what have you learned, you know?
I learned a lot of things here, a lot. You know, when I come here, I didn't even know how to touch computer. Hey, give me a computer and I will show you the true colors, girl.
That's what.
Hey, first when I arrived here, I didn't even know how to, like, do anything. Like, on Thursday, I'm producing Ellen's show. That's me, girl. That's me, yeah.
Producer.
Yeah, producer Jane Malai.
You've got so many. I can't keep up with your roles. You've got skills, huh? So, but like, what skills do you feel like? So after working at CliffCentral.com, which is an incredible environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you meet all kinds of people
mm-hmm.
who have all kinds of skills themselves that you can learn from.
Mm.
You're part of different types of conversations. You meet people in different roles, positions in our country. You know what I mean? There's just so much here to learn. It's actually a bit overwhelming. But what is the thing when you, if you ever leave Cliff Central and go to a different job, what is the thing that you will put on your CV after working here that wasn't there before? What are the things? It doesn't have to be one thing.
The thing that I will put on my CV. Okay. But I don't think I will live here right now.
No, we're not red, girl. We're not ready.
Okay, but let me put the things that I'm going to put. But I can just be a, what do you call? I can be a producer. I can be a, you know, a hostess. Hey, my God, a hostess of the year. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Pella, I'm a hostess here.
Is that your favorite thing, is to host people?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. To see people like every day. Hi, welcome to Cliff Central. My name is Jen Malaji.
Mm-hmm.
Can I offer you anything to drink?
Mm.
Coffee or water?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. They can say, oh, coffee. Okay. Can I put sugar, milk, white coffee or black coffee? Oh my God. We have the machine there.
I love the
you
script.
Want I also cappuccino
love
or...
that voice that you made. Because it's not your normal voice.
Oh, but when you don't know me.
Is it your voice skills, of importance?
Skills. We're talking about skills.
Is that your hostess voice? Do it again.
It's a hostess voice.
Do it again.
You know when you see people like when I say, hi, my name is Jen Malaji. I'm a hostess for today. Can I offer you anything to drink? We have coffee. We have the machine there. Black, white. Which one do you prefer? Can I put sugar, milk? Okay, they can say, okay, I want black coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want sugar? No. Okay, in other words, you are on diet. It's fine. There you go.
Okay. I love it. And who are some of, you know, your favorite people that you've met? You mentioned Ari and you became friends.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, talk to me about some really amazing experiences.
You know, my favorite person actually is Gareth Leaf. You know, Gareth Leaf is the only person who showed me that, Jane, you can be whatever you want to be.
Yeah, ne?
You know, first thing when he wanted me to be at his show, I was like, oh my God, yo, Gareth Leaf wanted me to be at his show while my English is so bad.
Mm.
And there's going to be like a lot of people who are going to listen to the show.
Mm.
You see? Mm. I was like, yo. Eh, but I was like, you know what? I have to be
but
there.
It's not about the English. You know what I mean? And I think that's what like is great about this space, is great about Gareth as well, and Rina, and
yeah.
everybody yeah. at cliffcentral.com is we're able to see beyond these like labels and these superficial things, you
yeah.
know, and see actually like the value that's in somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and to like
yeah.
hear how much you have to contribute.
Mm.
So Gareth is one of your other favorite people. You love being on his show.
Yeah.
Any other highlights?
My highlights here, I love to be with people. I love what I'm doing here. Welcoming the guests all the time.
Okay.
So, welcoming the guests, the most thing that I love to be like.
So when, I mean, and I want to talk to you about what you want to achieve in the next 10 years, for instance, right? So if you had to leave Cliff Central,
mm-hmm.
Do you think you'll ever work as a cleaner again?
No, actually, I want to be a presenter.
You want to be a presenter?
Hey, I want to be, I just want to see myself here at Cliff Central having my own show.
Mm.
Yeah, mm. here at Cliff, not other station, here at Cliff Central, having my own show.
Would you want to help us host the Mate Session?
Yeah, wena. Hey, Mbali.
Because maybe this is an interview.
I don't want to do my pre-recording. I want to do a live show.
You want to do a live show?
Live.
A live show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're too good for us then, huh?
Yo,
it's
wena.
Fine, you're not invited.
Oh, sorry. I forget that you invite me. Ah, okay. You see, that's my problem.
It's fine.
That's my problem. I talk over all the time.
So you want to be a presenter. And what would your show be about?
My show would be talk about women. You must be yourself. I have to encourage women from where I was, a domestic worker, cleaner, and now a presenter. You see, you can become what you want to be.
And, you know, with the way that you grew up as well, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
You've come such a long way.
Yeah,
and that is such a, I mean, yo. That
life.
Is a difficult starting point. You that's know, where you started.
That's why sometimes I feel like I have to write my own book.
Yeah, I think somewhere along the line,
hey,
we need to,
I'll write
we need
my
to
own
hear
book.
From you. No, I think that there's a lot that you can offer a lot of people who've been in your position. I think
but I need
beautiful.
Somebody who's not going to make a mistake in my book.
What?
I need somebody who's going to write like, you know what,
why,
everything must be perfect.
Why are you worried about mistakes? What made you worry about mistakes?
I don't want the wrong spelling at my book.
What?
I know that my English
are you throwing shade?
You know what? I want my book to be perfect.
Are you throwing shade at Bonang?
No, I'm not. I didn't ever mention any name. You are the one who mentioned the name. That's not my problem, but it's your problem.
But let's just...
You are the one who mentioned the name.
Why are we dancing around it? It is what it is.
It was the song for every day, so we can't leave that like that.
And then just... you know, before we close.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's two things, right?
Yeah.
First of all, if you could go back in time and change anything at all, would you change anything? And if you would, then what would it be?
No, I can't change anything. I like the way I am. I can't change anything. Shame.
Mm-mm. Yeah?
Mm-mm. I learned and I grow up. Mm. I can see that, you know what, life is good.
That's wonderful.
Mm.
And you're optimistic about the future. And when you say that you want a show, like you believe that you're going to make it happen.
I'm still believing. But you know what? I'm building my house now.
Mm.
By myself.
Yes. I remember you've been telling me about this.
Oh my God, girl. Hey, I'm building the house for my children because I know what I want to do. And I will do it.
I believe you. Okay. Yeah. So you wouldn't change anything. And if God came down from the heavens right this second and offered you any one thing, what would you ask for?
I will ask God to protect me for my family.
Okay.
Yeah. Just for protection.
Protect you and your family.
For my protection, for my family. I have children, actually.
Okay. All right.
I
need for that your family's protection. Yeah. All right. Okay. And then, yeah, I mean, just lastly, speaking about your children, I know you just had a little one. so this little one, was she planned? Or?
Oh my God, she's crazy. Please don't remind me about
her. Was she planned? Was she a surprise?
Yeah, this one, she was, oh my God, you know, I discovered after 3 months that I was pregnant. I was taking a pill every day.
Yeah, you must sue, girl.
I must sue who? Because I went to the doctor and I was telling him, you know, I was like, how can you give me the pill while you know that I'm going to be pregnant? You know what he said to me? You remember that we came here last week and I gave you the tablets for the flu. So you took them and you take the pill. That's why you become pregnant.
Yeah, but he should have told you how. You know what I mean? It's just the worst kind of surprise. I understand if you are negligent, you know what I mean? If you don't do your part and you have a surprise, then I understand. But if you actually are doing what you need to do, if you take contraceptives, it should be foolproof. There should be some kind of insurance.
Yeah. Actually, I was supposed to call her surprise. Surprise!
Surprise, ne?
Because she just came like, surprise. Even now what she's doing all the time, she's doing surprise thing all the time.
I feel like that doctor should be paying you out. Maintenance or something.
Oh my God. Surprise. You know what time she wake up this morning? Hey, my God. 1:30. Surprise.
1:30. How old is she now?
She's 5 months old.
She's 5 months old, huh?
5 months old.
And, how old is the one who comes before her?
9 year old.
So it's been 9 years since you've had a little child.
Yeah, because I didn't want another one.
Yo.
Yeah.
And how is it? I mean, being a new mother again.
Oh my God. I can't, you know what?
Is it like riding a bike? Do you remember? Does it just all come back to you or does it feel different?
You know, with this one, it's feel different because I'm not like, I was breastfeeding her for 2 months. After that, I just quit. Like, I don't want to breastfeed her because she'll be spoiled. Like, when I come back to work, she's going to struggle to take the bottle and everything. Oh, this one. Oh my God. Surprise. Oh my God. She's showing me like a lot of surprise.
Are you enjoying it though?
Oh my God. She make me smile.
I also know now you're with your husband who you love and he's so supportive. And so finally you found the right man.
Oh my God. Finally I found the man.
And it makes a difference, right? Does it make a difference though to raising your child when you're with the right man?
Yeah.
Is it better?
No, with my son because he's the father of my son.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the father of my son.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been, so you've been with him a long time, nine years.
Mujim, you know how many years I've
been with him? How many years?
But he didn't ever propose.
How many years?
Oh my God, I can't save.
And he's the policeman, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't ever propose.
But it's working.
You know, like.
Nowadays, you know what I mean? It's outdated. These things are becoming outdated.
I dated him for 3 months and he proposed and he paid a
bola. Maybe that was the problem.
But this one, we've been together for like 13 years to 14 years.
Beautiful, Ma.
He didn't ever propose or put ring into my finger. You know, last month I gave him like this year only. If he doesn't do anything, my life is...
But no, you know what the great thing about that is it's not about that for him. It's just about loving and supporting you.
Yeah?
Okay, maybe not.
What about the future for my children? Yeah?
But he's stuck around for so long, I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah?
Are you still afraid that if he doesn't propose, that he'll leave you?
You know what? I don't care about men anymore. I learn a lot about men. I have that experience about men.
Okay.
Whatever he go or he stay, sorry, cabbage.
So you're whole as a person, which is important.
You know what? I have children. I have three children. I don't have time to look for a man.
But you're happy he's around, right?
Yo, we are happy.
Exactly.
And now we have a little one. Oh my God, he's so extremely happy.
And this little one, so is it a pleasant surprise? Are you loving it? Are you enjoying it? I mean, I know it's difficult because...
Before it was difficult for me because I wanted to do abort. Because when I found that I was pregnant, I was like, oh my God, I'm pregnant again.
And what made you choose not to terminate?
No, in my culture, we don't do those things.
Okay.
Because I'm a ZCC.
Right.
Otherwise, if I can just terminate, I will never go to the church anymore.
Mm.
I killed someone. You don't have to kill. So I didn't.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you think about it that way? Do you think it is like killing someone?
Yeah, it's to kill someone.
Do you feel like that really? Even if it's not even a fully formed human being.
But you know what? I don't believe that. You know what? I don't believe that I will ever do abortion.
Yeah. Never. Even if you felt, cuz you said when your first baby,
oh my God, that
was born still. There was a part of you that was happy because you knew.
Yeah, you know, that time.
Because you couldn't.
I was young.
Handle
and when
it.
They say someone passed, I was like, oh my God, thank you, God.
But also, if that child had been born, their life would have been difficult.
Yeah.
So you don't even think, you don't think that's worse, to have a child that you can't afford?
No, you know what? When look at me now.
Mm.
Look at me now. My mom, she had like 10 children. We are all alive and we've been struggling to hell. And all of them, they grow up.
Mm.
Some they're waking.
Okay.
Some they're still at school. You see, I don't think to kill is a good... But if you want to kill, you can kill, man. Yeah.
But it's just not for you.
Not for me.
Okay. And
we don't have to judge, actually, because...
No, I don't think we should judge at all. I think it's just for, you know, each person to decide. It's
the way you feel like you want to do abortion. Abortion is like something that people... is free.
Mm.
And it's allowed to do that.
What is your hope for your children?
Yeah. You know, at the time I found that my daughter was pregnant, I was so
sad. How old is your daughter?
She's 19 to 20.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God,
how
can she become pregnant?
Mm.
Well, I was hoping her to go to school, not to be like me.
Mm.
She must, you know what? But she fell pregnant.
Were you disappointed?
I was very.
But did you support her?
I didn't, firstly. I didn't. I don't want to lie to you. I was angry until Dennis spoke to me, Rina's sister.
Mm.
She came to me and spoke to me. She was like, you know what, Jane? You remember you felt pregnant at the time we were still young.
Mm.
The way you feel pain is the... Even your mom, she felt the same pain.
Mm. So that was able... That was... That helped you to...
To forgive her.
To forgive her and to empathize with her.
Yeah.
So, because I asked you the question, what is your hope for your children? And was that one of the things that you hoped for your kids, that they would never have children as children?
Yeah.
When they were young themselves?
Yeah, I hope them to go to school, to become what I was not. I want them to be successful. You know, sometimes when you, like December time, when the result come, like last year, when I saw other children celebrating that they passed matric, my heart was like, oh my God, mine, she's pregnant.
Was she able to finish?
No, she didn't.
Is she going to go back?
She went back this year.
So she's matriculated now?
No, she's doing grade 9 because she was not going to school.
Of course.
Okay. She's doing grade 11. Next year she's
standard doing, 9.
No, next year she's doing 12.
Mm, yeah. Matric. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
But at least she's still pushing, you know, and at least she has you to learn from.
Yeah.
You know, and she's young, so she has time. And, you know, I think Rina's sister was probably right. As long as you're approaching it from a place where, like, you understand because you've been through it, fine, it's not nice for you because you're her mother and you want more from her.
Mm.
But at the same time, because you're her mother and you've been through the same things, you can help her to do things better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. Like, she knows. I talk to her every day. Please. Even if I can see her posting something on Facebook, I can just call her, hey, girl.
Are you one of those parents?
Don't chase after men. I remember last day she was not talking to me like 2 months because she was posting something at Facebook. I write it at it down. Like, I was like, oh my God, please don't chase after a man.
Oh my goodness. Did you comment?
Yeah. I was like,
that's the worst. You're the worst. Nobody wants a parent who's going to embarrass
your dream. You don't have to chase a man.
I hope you at least put chase your dream.
Yeah, chase your dream. Oh my God. Just imagine, she was like, I don't know, the father of the child, what was cheating. How can you suppose something like that?
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the water. You know, I was a real guest. You brought me water.
Anytime. I mean, I didn't buy the water. It's Cliff Central water. Yeah. But,
you know. I was a guest. I really appreciate because you brought me water.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I need to you play these different roles. I must keep up. Sometimes you're a hostess. Sometimes you're a producer. Sometimes you're a cleaner. When you're a guest, I must treat you like
a guest. So today is supposed to give me water. I was not supposed to give you water. So you gave me water.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I have to keep... People must keep up with Jane.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did.
I did a lot.
Do you have any last words? Anything you want to say to anyone?
No. Thank you so much for calling me.
No, anytime. And please come back.
Oh. Must I come back?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
And do consider coming on as a host sometime. Hey, it might prepare you.
Yeah. Bring it on, girl. Bring it on. Yeah.
Can I hold you to that?
Aha, bring it on. Yes.
Okay. I love you, baby. Thank you so
much. Love you too. Thank you so much.
And thank you guys for joining us on this roller coaster. See you later. Bye. Cliffcentral. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. Cliffcentral.com.